the first or the second day when I arrived in Vrindavan, I went to one of my favorite holy places, Govindakund, and on the way I met someone who knew me from a long time. He asked, "Oh Maharaj, nice to see you. I must tell you, my life is a little bit difficult at the moment. Could you kindly give me your blessings so that I can cross over the present problems?" Often I'm asked to give good wishes, to pray for people, bless them, and so on. And I used to feel uncomfortable because I didn't know how to do this. Maybe you also are asked to send your good wishes and in this way help someone. And you may also not know how do I do this. The art of receiving blessings is clear. You have to open your heart in a humble state of mind and render some service to the person. But the art of giving blessing is less known. Here is the three-step program. Wow, it sounds so formalistic. But here are three things you can do. When someone asks you to either pray for them or give blessings, first, connect with the person as he is at the present moment. Connect with his situation in as much detail as is possible for you. And then, the second, understand that your blessings are of limited potency because you are a more limited being. But you can turn to the Lord, Param Purusha, Purushottama, the highest of all beings, and ask him, "Here is this person in this situation. Kindly empower him. Kindly invest your energy and your blessings into him and his life." And then finally, the third step is you actually, from your own heart, wish something good for this person. See, if you give blessings on your own, they may have limited efficiency. But if you turn towards the Lord and his queen, Srimati Radharani, and ask them to bless this particular person, and then send your good wishes, wow, it really works. I have seen miracles by happening to people when one blesses or prays for them in such way. Please try it next time you are asked to help in some ways.